You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Vic and Nathan on a Football Thursday edition of CBD, 216-578-0850. Damian in Cleveland has a comment, I think, on Joe Hayden. Hello, Damian.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. What I want to say is I definitely believe that Joe Hayden is a top 25 corner. Every time he stepped on the field, he's proven that. You know, I think he's underrated. And I also believe with the additions that we picked up at that position and in that defensive backfield, and we have somebody that can play opposite of Hayden, we're going to be very scary back there.
Yeah, I think that was one of the big concerns last year, and it's something that clearly was a priority to address this year. You bring in Justin Gilbert. You bring in Pierre Desir. Buster Screen has taken his game, I think, up a notch as well. Yeah. So you're looking at a defense now where on the defensive backfield, you're going to be pretty loaded. And you're right. When you can have if Justin Gilbert can become that lockdown complement like Cromartie was to Revis, which is what Mike Pettine and company hope, it's going to be tough to throw the football on this team, and that really allows you to get creative with your blitzes, unleash everybody at the quarterback, and will make it very difficult to get after this team with a passing attack. And that's the goal. That's what they want, because I think all of a sudden, if Gilbert lives up to the hype, you've got Gilbert and Hayden for the next 5 years. With Buster Screen as your slot corner, this all of a sudden becomes one of the better quarterback trios in the league, and that's not even factoring the development of a guy like Pierre Desir, not even factoring in Isaiah Trufant, T.J. Heath, or the development, you know, of any of these guys at those positions, which is exciting. This could be a very good, very deep defensive backfield, as we talked about on Tuesday.
I think it could be a great backfield. I think we're going to see signs of the improvement this year twofold from the performance of the players, maybe threefold, the performance of the players because of the enhancement, the infusion of talent, and throw Dante Whitner's presence at safety in there, the further development of a Tashawn Gibson, who I think with Whitner can form as good a duo as you might see at safety in the NFL. And then the coaching, the individual coaching that those guys are going to receive, and the scheme fit for all of these players, how they're going to be utilized in coverage, I think is going to come together and make this a stronger defense. Mike in Pleasant Valley with us now. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Love the show.
Thank you.
I think you guys are hitting the nail on the head talking about Joe Hayden, and I also think he's underrated and should be a top 20 player in the NFL or considered. I just think that when you look at there was a stat that someone tweeted from NFL Network about Joe Hayden covering the number one receiver 65% of the time compared to Sherman 27% of the time. I mean, that's what you want your number one corner to do, and that's what Joe Hayden brings to the table.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that he's put in that position. Again, he'll cover the top player, and that top player doesn't see a lot of business against the Browns. That top player gets, I'm not going to say erased necessarily, but he certainly gets limited, and Joe Hayden has a whole lot to do with that. And keep in mind, because that's happening, the opposing quarterback is going to his other option, as he should. Test whoever else is not Joe Hayden in that secondary, and we're going to see that that just might have a different feel this year. I mean, the hope for this team is that when they do go elsewhere, as they will right from the beginning, that Buster Screen now is doing not only more denying, but maybe even more playmaking. His progress continues, his urgency, the sense of competition that he feels with Justin Gilbert being there. And then when Justin Gilbert's out there, what he's able to do physically, rerouting guys, throw the timing off, what kind of impact he can make as the opposite corner.
And Joe Hayden, and the point that was made was very good. He covers the number one guy. Now, that's not saying Richard Sherman's afraid to. That's just the way they play it. Richard Sherman stays on his side of the field, and that's how they play it in Seattle.
It's a zone look.
Joe Hayden goes, and he follows whoever the top guy is. He's one of the top guys in the NFL in terms of passes defensed for his career among the league leaders. If you break it up over the last four years, if you break it over the last three, two, et cetera, he's a top three. Last year, following number one receivers everywhere, he gave up 5.6 yards per target against. That's one of the top figures in the league. And when you think about the fact that an average number one receiver for the guys that he faced last year, they would be at about 8 to 8.5 yards per target. And really good receivers like the Calvin Johnsons, the A.J. Greens, who he faced twice and shut down, they're averaging over 10 yards a target. So Joe Hayden is a guy who literally can take away what a player wants to do and limit their effectiveness significantly. He is a game changer in that respect. And that's why I think Joe Hayden is so valuable. And that's why I think he is one of the top 25 players in the National Football League, because of the position he plays and the job he does. And when I kind of posed that question on Twitter, we had a couple of national voices chime in who had been on this show many times, from CBS Pete Prisco agreeing, saying that he thought that Joe Hayden was definitely underranked. And also our friend Peter Schrager from Fox also chimed in, said he is a top 30 player in this league. And Schrager said, too late for this, I think he could be underpaid, which is a little bit, wow, that's pretty crazy. But this is a team. This is a guy in Joe Hayden who is one of the best in the league at one of the most important positions in the league, and I think deserved to be rated higher.
And I was going to say, I think he's also being paid commensurate with that skill level. This team saw that value. Not that that really should have anything to do with these types of rankings, but it's no surprise that Richard Sherman, that Joe Hayden have seen their money with regard to their accomplishment, and it's commensurate with that. So 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, want to hear from you. We are going to get into our position battle preview of outside linebacker. That'll be coming up. We'll get into that. We also want your tweets at Browns_daily. Share your thoughts on that. We've received some, as Nathan mentioned, from some national folks weighing in on this topic, because it is a and I think this is the nice thing about talking about this team, when you can reference somebody like Joe Hayden, and it's not a Cleveland conversation. It's an NFL conversation.
That's one of the things that this Browns team is doing with the six Pro Bowlers, the talent here, the great draft that they had as well. It is a team that is raising its profile around the country, and it's nice to know, as you just said, we can throw a tweet out there from our show CBD and get national voices to weigh in on a guy like Joe Hayden, because he is that good, He was rewarded by this team with the five-year extension. That's exciting. That's one of the things that is saying, okay, things are being done the way they should be here, which I think is a very, very, very good thing for Cleveland Browns fans and for this team.
By the way, want to encourage people to check out clevelandbrowns.com. We have a cool feature on there. It's a top 10 list concerning Joe Hayden, a top 10 kind of look at the various Joe Hayden topics, if you will, because we did this in concert with his receiving this number 39th ranking. So we want you to make sure you check that out. Kevin Jones from our ClevelandBrowns.com staff put that together, and it's a very, very cool thing. And you know, just a nice little look, a fun look in photos at Joe Hayden, top 10 look at photos. All right, we're going to get into the position preview in a little bit, and we mentioned Jim Donovan is going to join us at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. as we get rolling here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.